T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's 6 o'clock. Time for the morning mashup.
Yeah! A recap of the biggest stories of the morning with John and Hugh.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome to a Monday, May the 4th, Star Wars Day edition of John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We've been chatting a little bit about that Star Wars Day. Is it? I know that Abe's been watching a lot of the movies. We'll get to the mashup in just a moment. But Hugh Douglas, are you inclined to watch a Star Wars film today?
The one that I wanted to watch, Abe said it's on television. So I'm gonna probably check my resources and I'll probably try to watch it another way because I don't want to see it on TBS. Because I mean TBS is great, but it like watching it on regular television it doesn't do it justice. I want to see it uncut. I want to see, if they curse. I want to hear the curse words, even though I don't remember them cursing in Rogue One. But I just want to see it uncut, and I want to see it straight through.
And no commercials. Right, exactly.
Yeah, commercials.
Straight through. Morning mashup from Orin. He had all weekend to put it together. Here we go. Story number one.
All right, no lonely music. John was in studio this weekend, so I guess I'm happy that maybe somebody was here to say hello, even though I wasn't here to say hello to him. But we're going to start from last night's Last Dance. Kind of hidden or not really hidden, but one of the things was addressed was how big the Jordan shoe became. But him signing with Nike wasn't a formality at first, and he almost went to a couple of other shoe labels.
Very first deal was shoes. We took him out to meet Converse, which at that time was the official shoe of the NBA.
Converse had big players and told me we cannot envision you being put ahead of them. Okay, fine.
Did you have a shoe company that you wanted to go with?
That was Adidas.
What? He wanted to be with Adidas?
He wanted to be with Adidas. So the Air Jordan Nike brand, he talked about later how he sort of had to be convinced. Like they went and did the meeting, his mom and his dad, the meeting with Nike, and they offered him this amazing package that at that time was unheard of for, a kind of a new – never before seen basketball player before. Like, nobody knew who Jordan was in the basketball scene at the pro level. He hadn't done anything yet. And then Nike comes through and offers him this large sum of money, and he signs with Nike. But, yeah, Adidas couldn't do a shoe that he wanted, and Converse wasn't going to put him on a pedestal ahead of everyone else. So Jordan was
and like,
all right,
he became his own entity, so much so that during the pandemic of COVID-19 outbreak that you still have people, hanging out in line, not social distancing, waiting for a pair of old new Jordans all weekend long. God bless America. God bless him. That was you talk about one of those decisions that was made that's a life-changing decision. That definitely is one. He was going to be okay regardless. But for him to make that decision and he thought about not doing it, kind of like when Hulk Hogan was going to do the Foreman grill and he didn't decide to do it and George Foreman did it. Like, man. It's just amazing how some of those things work out for some folks.
Yeah, those first shoes might not have been so great, though. I know they're collector's items because they made his feet bleed when he decided to wear them again.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I'm like, hold up. They made your feet bleed. Good googly.
Yeah, that made Nike a little bit of money, didn't it? Story number two in the mashup.
All right, we're going to keep it with The Last Dance, and they offered the preview for next week's episodes, and there's always a singular moment they focus on. Next week's Kerr versus Jordan.
Phil sensed my aggression, but he was trying to tone me down, and he starts calling these tic-tac fouls. Now I'm getting mad because for you to be protecting this guy, that's not It's not going to help us when we play New York. It's not going to help us when we play these teams that are very physical. Next time he did it, I just haul off him. I said, when I fouled Steve Kerr, I said, now that's a foul.
I have a lot of patience as a human being, but I tend to snap at some point because I'm extremely competitive too. Just not really good enough to back it up usually. But I'm going. I'm going. I'm gonna fight.
He hauls off and hits me in the chest. And I just haul off and hit him right in the eye. And Phil just throws me out of practice.
Yeah, that like this is the part where it's gonna, you know, you talk about some of the things that Jordan did, it's probably gonna make people look at him a little different. I mean, but I'm here for it, you know, because you're talking about an iconic figure that for the most part everybody adores and loves. This is gonna be the one where, you know, people are probably gonna look at Michael Jordan one way or another when it's all said and done. I'm here for it, though. I want to see this. This is what I'm talking about. You know, even with the last couple episodes, John, even when they talked about Slim with the Jerry curl, yeah, you could see that it was a little bit controlled. It was a little controlled. But this is what I'm here for. I want to see how they're going to, you know, edit all of this and put this together and make it look when it's all said and done with Michael Jordan.
Yeah, because we're about to careen into baseball. And unless you think that when Michael Jordan went to play baseball for a year and a half, Double A ball there with the Birmingham Barons, that was he disappeared. Oh no. Everywhere he went, you know, I was in Chattanooga for one of his games. You couldn't get tickets, people hanging from the rafters. All record smashing crowds.
It's interesting, John, that they did the gambling episode and they tied that in right before. Not saying conspiracy theories or anything like that, and people said that's not what's happened. I tend to think he left basketball because he just needed a break from it, but they did a whole bunch of the gambling stuff, and they tied it up into when he leaves the game and then goes and plays baseball for a year.
Well, I think it was strongly suggested by David Stern that he step aside for a little while. Let's put it that way. All right, story number three.
All right, this past weekend we actually had a live sporting event, if you want to call it that. Abe was texting the whole group about this, pumped. Hafþór Bjornsson, I probably butchered his name.
You did, Hafþór.
Hafþór, yeah. Bjornsson, the Mountain, a.k.a. the Mountain from Game of Thrones, was attempting to break a world deadlift record by deadlifting over a half ton and then some. After he did it, I could have loved the video, but it's just a bunch of yelling and people screaming as he lifts the weight.
Yeah,
so
that
doesn't
was so
play
dope.
Very well.
That was
but
dope.
After he finished, he talked, and my man was really, really cold. Like, yeah, I did, and I probably could have done more weight, too, if I wanted to.
How does it feel to be the first human in history to pull more than half a ton?
It feels great, you know. And not only did I pull, you know, this incredible weight, but I also just feel great afterwards, you know. I'm standing here, tall, feeling good, no injuries. So, and I'm healthy as well, so, you know, I believe today I could have done more, but what's the point? I'm happy with this. My family and friends, they were happy with this.
Dude, he yanked that, though. I saw it because I forgot about it, and then when Abe started tweeting about it, well, texting about it, that's when I tuned into it. John, he did that with ease. Like, he probably could have put on a couple more pounds and did that. He did that with ease. But the thing that really fascinated me was this. Buddy started out as a basketball player. He started out as a basketball player.
Photos of him before he got all jacked? He just looked
like
a normal dude.
He was a rail. He was a straight up rail. And then all of a sudden, I guess when he broke his ankle or dislocated whatever he did to his ankle, he decided to take working out seriously, and he became a monster. You're talking about a dude that's 6'9", 340-something, like 350, easy, like and just shredded. And what was the guy's name who record they said he broke? Billy, was it Billy something? I forgot Billy's last name. But
Eddie Hall.
Eddie Hall. Billy. I said Billy Hall. I'm thinking Billy Ocean. Well, I don't know what I was thinking. But, yeah, Eddie Hall. Yeah, Eddie Hall. Eddie Hall. He called Eddie Hall out too, like he wanted to fight Eddie Hall, like you know, Eddie, I'm coming for you, because and as a matter of fact, I was looking at it and they agreed to fight each other just a day ago. They're about to fight. They're gonna both of them are gonna box because I know
large
that
humans throwing punches.
Yeah. But the funny thing about it, Eddie Hall has trimmed down. He doesn't look. He's not as puffy as he was before. He's trimmed down. So this should be pretty interesting to see two large, extremely large men fighting in a ring. Neither one of them has boxing skills. Just to see, you know, how they're gonna attack each other. Because it sounds like Hathor does not like Eddie at all. That's what it sounds like to me. So yeah, that was pretty interesting. So shout out to A for keeping us all abreast of what was going on, because it was pretty interesting weekend. I can say that.
Man, this guy, yeah. Just looking at his wiki, Hugh, 6'9", 452 pounds of muscle.
My bad. Yeah, 452.
I knew it was something. He's short of 100 pounds there, Hugh.
Yeah, shorted him. But dude, I've kind of watched him a little bit. Like, he kind of his weight fluctuates. And he's probably at his heaviest there because of what he was trying to accomplish, you know, because they were talking about his diet and everything. Uh-huh. But, man, for him to be that size and to carry that muscle the way he's carrying it, that's pretty impressive.
All right, story number four.
All righty. Let's switch over to the NFL. Bruce Gradkowski, excuse me, and Charlie Fry at one point were backups in the NFL for the Raiders for one Jamarcus Russell. And they talked about how Jamarcus was not a really big fan of watching film. So they had to trick him and entice him in a very Jamarcus Russell way to watch film.
So myself and Charlie Fry were the backups. And we took upon ourselves to try, how can we get him to watch some film on Tuesday? So we bring some DVDs to his house. And to get to his house, though, to him be up for this, we had to stop by Wendy's and pick up like 10 junior bacon cheeseburgers. And
how did he not make it?
Junior. They were junior, though.
They were junior.
a bunch of cheeseburgers. And he had a 100-inch flash screen TV in his room. And at this time, in 2009, I mean, you know, 100-inch flash screen was insane.
Wait a minute. So that they basically contributed to him getting out of the league, right?
He contributed, yeah, but Jamarcus wouldn't do it unless they gave him the 10. So Jamarcus kind of – he aided that contribution himself.
Man, come on, man. They had to bring the sandwiches 10. To his house. 10. That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. Come on, man. Come on, bro. That's one – but you know what, though? I'm like this. There are certain stories, because I've heard stories about different quarterbacks and you know, not want to watch film and stuff like that. I'm a wholehearted believer, man, in that there are certain things that you just don't share with everybody, especially when you talk about Jamarcus Russell and eating his way out the NFL kind of the way that he did. I think that's just one that probably – they could have saved that. I know we're in a pandemic and everybody is looking for the juice and spilling the tea and all of the stuff, but man, it's some stuff that you should just take to your grave, man. It's just I just believe that's the case.
Yeah, I tend to agree. What was the point of coming out now and saying that anyway? They did it. Hey, do we have time for story number five?
Yeah, we can do story number five here. Gilbert Arenas might be a good basketball. He might be a lot of things, but Gilbert Arenas might not be what you call a best friend. Here's what he did to Nick Young to show how good of a friend he was when they played together in Washington.
What happened with you, Nick?
Crashed his car.
You crashed his whip?
Has sex with his girls that he...
This is the ultimate city boy, bro.
Yeah, no. Anytime he tried to fall in love with a thot, I had sex with her. Just to let her know. Just to let him know that's the thot. Like, you can't... No.
Who? This is...
all the ones in D.C., Miami, you know, it's...
Oh, Miami.
Yeah, you know. It had to be his real girlfriend for me not to...
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even know how to respond to that one. It kind of... wow. That's how... That's the kind of friend he was? I mean, but hey, you can't be mad at him for doing whatever it is he's doing and people allowing him to do that.
He tried to justify it as, like, I was trying to make sure that he knew they were thoughts. Like, bruh, just live and let live, man. If Nick wants to do him.
Yeah, that it sounds like a little bit more than that. But it kind of, you know, reaffirms what they say about most cats that have played, most, not all, that have played in the NBA. Like, that's just kind of how they get down. I mean, like I said, you can't be mad at it because everybody's grown in this situation, and people tend to make decisions regardless of how they affect other individuals. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Well, the morning matchup went full circle. It started with Steve Kerr from Arizona, ended with Gilbert Arenas from Arizona.
Yeah, that was kind of – yeah, that's kind of crazy. Gilbert Arenas is kind of crazy for that one.
Morning menus next. Abe, the producer, with a three-course meal for you. We'll do that as we continue with John and Hugh. Well, we're helping you stay connected at 92 on the Game. Hugh and I reminding you to listen to 92 on the Game at home on your smart device using the radio.com app. Just go into the app store. It's free. Get radio.com, download it, and you can listen to 92 on the Game anytime, any place in the world. For more information, radio.com/stay connected. Menu with Abe next on the morning show on this Monday, May the 4th, Star Wars Day, after a CBS Sports Minute.
There's a three-course meal headed your way. This is the Morning Menu on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning Menu for this Monday, May the 4th. Abe, the producer, comes up with three dishes for us and serves them up to us. And then, of course, you get to weigh in on our Twitter. Always fun to do that when you vote and give us your opinion on our Twitter at 92.9 The Game. Morning to you, Abe. What up?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Morning. Living the dream every weekend. Every week, every day.
I'm glad to hear that. It's a nice, gonna be a nice day out. I think it was pretty warm earlier today when I took the pup out for our first walk. It's like almost 70 degrees already, so it's gonna get kind of hot out there today. But that's
it was
all right.
A little toasty yesterday working out in the yard. Yeah.
Yeah, it did get pretty warm yesterday. I think today might even be hotter, but I think it was in the low 80s yesterday. So nice sweat there going when I was taking the dog out, when you were doing yard work, all that stuff. Okay, coming in piping hot here is your appetizer round. MSG, the TV channel MSG, is having a Linsanity week featuring, the 13 games or whatever number it was that Jeremy Lin kind of came and took over for a stretch. So I wanted to ask you guys, do you think there's like an ATL, some sort of Atlanta-based sports phenomenon that might deserve a special run on TV?
Wait a minute. I'm still stuck on the fact that they're doing MSG's doing an Linsanity.
A Linsanity week?
I'm no disrespect to Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Lin, I'm sorry. But wow, people going to tune into that? I mean, that's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. As far as here in the ATL, a Dominique week, that's the first one that kind of jumped in my head, something like that. To see, him during that era and how he operated during that era, I would probably say, yeah, that. Chipper Jones, something like that. Hank Aaron, most definitely, I'm kind of along the lines with that.
I like how you just titled it Dominique Week. I mean, that just kind of rolled off your tongue. I mean, Neek Week. Yeah, that kind of works. I'd be interested in that. As a Hawks fan, Abe, do you have something in particular in mind that you wanted to run with? While I'm kind of still mulling this over in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, again, just to get in line with you there, John. Neek Week. Very, very well done there, Hugh. That's a great answer. And something I actually probably would watch is, I missed the prime of Dominique's career there in the 80s when he was that dominant force that people a little bit older than me saw. So I actually wouldn't mind watching some of those games. I think they could do a Cy Young week featuring Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz and some of their best games. Obviously they just did the 95 World Series. I think that went pretty well. They got a lot of views there on Fox Sports Southeast. But I wouldn't mind seeing like a Cy Young week where they, maybe two games a day or a night, and just the best performances of Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz over that course of time. I think that'd be pretty cool. Mike Vick, I think he was in that realm of a phenomenon with his play on the field that I think you can go back and find some, playoff game against Green Bay and the win against Carolina and the overtime run against the Vikings. Some of those games where he just did things that only he could do, and that'd be another one. So, yeah, I really do like Neek Week. That actually may go even higher than the Cy Young Week, but I think the Cy Young with featuring all three pitchers could be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think Prime is certainly, up there because – you know, to play not only both sports, but to play them at the same time, you know, what did he play? Did he actually play both on the same day once? He might
have. Yeah, and he had to fly out. I do remember hearing a story about something like that.
Yeah, Dolphins and the Pirates on the same day. I mean, dude, that's insane. You play an NFL game and a Major League game in the same day?
That's another great example. Showing both of those games back-to-back, something like that, would be pretty cool. Main course here on the morning menu, your second of three questions, the main course. Something I stole off of Twitter. I saw Mike Connie tweet on this, and I saw a couple other people with some mentions here. But who's an athlete you cannot stand but you always respect?
Oh, man. Cannot stand him. I would say when I played, it was Chris Samuels. Couldn't stand him. Played for Alabama. Played for the Washington Redskins. Couldn't stand him, but definitely respect him. He's the first person that jumped in my head. I mean, he was just a nasty dude. He was a nasty dude. So him.
I would have said Michael Irvin. Then I met him, and I actually really liked him. So I now like him.
Was one of those guys too. I mean, he falls in that category. Was definitely one of those guys you didn't like, but you respect him.
Yep.
Because he can play.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Drew Brees, I'm sure I'd like him. You know, I mean, I like him and I respect him. I don't like the team he plays for. That's a different story. I got to think about this for a moment. Go ahead and give me yours, Abe.
Yeah, Drew Brees is my guy. I mean, based on what he's done to me / the Falcons for a number of years, but also understanding what he's done in that community, the level of play that he has upheld for so long. I can't stand him on the field, but I certainly do respect the person he is. And to an extent, I still do respect the player. But that doesn't mean I still wish he'd kind of get out of there because I'm tired of it. So Drew Brees would be the guy for me.
Yeah, I know there's somebody I'm missing here. And I don't know who it is. I'm going to go, oh, yeah, this is one of those questions you ask me. And then I think about it for a moment and I get into
it. You know, another one, though, is probably like Strasburg. I mean, I can't stand Steven Strasburg, but you got to respect what he's done in his career and what he's turned into.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the light of Max Scherzer coming there. And I think that's a place a lot of people could have folded. A lot of guys who maybe were kind of aces or maybe a little bit weaker than he is mentally probably could have folded underneath Scherzer. And I think Strasburg has just kind of stayed in the shadow but done his thing. And I do respect what he's been able to do. The Braves have actually had a pretty good run against Steven Strasburg, but I do still respect what he's been able to do since the start of his career.
All right, so I have an answer. Took me a second. I have an answer now.
Who you got?
Urban Meyer.
Fair enough. I can understand that.
Mad respect for what he's done, but, man.
Don't like him as a person.
Lies, does these all,
You know what's funny? I was watching the Ali Smith, the Project 11 this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot Urban Meyer coached him at Utah. Forgot about that.
Yep, coached him at Utah. Yepper. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, our dessert round today, and this will be a theme. I know we're going to touch on it with the pick six as well, but today is May 4th. It is Star Wars Day. I am an avid proponent of celebrating, if you want to call it that, Star Wars Day. So, like I mentioned, I do have some of the movies going on throughout the day, but just going to ask you, and this is not the pick six, but it is kind of related, but your favorite and least favorite. So I want your best and your worst Star Wars films.
The one with Jar Jar Binks is the least favorite. That's the one that nobody likes. The Phantom Menace, and I would say the most favorite. I would probably have to say, man, that's a tough one. To say your favorite, man, that's a tough one. I would probably have to say the one they blew up the Death Star the first time.
Yeah, Episode 4, A New Hope.
Is that the one they blew it up the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it was like, when it was like, it's a trap and all the, yeah, that one right there. Is that the same one?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
That's not that one. Which
Darth
one is
Vader
the one when he said
out
it's a trap?
Space.
It's a trap.
In the Starfighter, I got to say, yeah, I have the same thing. Episode one was so disappointing, and they knew that they had made a mistake. They probably should have X'd out that character, but that wasn't the only mistake in episode one. One of the reasons that George Lucas didn't start with episode one. And episode four, again, you know, being of that age where I saw it in the theaters on opening day and how it changed summer movies. It changed summer, you know, Jaws and Star Wars forever changed the whole concept of movies in the summertime. So yeah, I know I would have to say that it still remains my favorite, and one of those films that I'll probably hit, it's on and I stop for a few minutes at least to watch it. So I'll go with the original episode four and with number one, same ones.
Yeah, I'm kind of on an island here because I actually didn't hate episode one. Now I'm not arguing it to be in the discussion with the original trilogy. But I didn't hate it as much as a lot of people did. But the one I did hate was Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, where you see
Darth Maul,
Anakin. Yeah, he was there, and Anakin kind of turned into Hayden Christensen kind of turned into Vader at the end, and it was a goofy fight scene. Yeah, the high ground. I watched that scene earlier this morning. So that one I didn't like. Also, they killed off Natalie Portman, which isn't cool. Story be damned, you know, keep her alive at all costs. That's probably my least favorite one. And just to be different, and I know this one's probably just as controversial, but I actually really, really like The Force Awakens. I thought they did a really, really good job kickstarting the series up again. And that one's one of my favorites. And obviously, the original trilogy stands by itself. There's no debating that. But
so, yeah,
Revenge of the
Sith. We're gonna be watching terrible. Star Wars all day and drinking margaritas. Yeah, that's how it's gonna be.
Morning Menu will be up on our Twitter at 929 The Game shortly. You can vote and weigh in. The conversation is always a lot of fun to talk about the Morning Menu at 929 The Game. Hey, some athletes are going to be back to work. This week, we'll tell you who and when next as we continue on The Morning Show with John and Hugh across Atlanta and across the world on radio.com.
Now, your game time traffic.
Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hopefully you're having a good start to your work week if you're out hustling this morning. On this Star Wars Day, May the 4th, little catch-up from over the weekend on a few things about one of the things, Hugh, I noticed, and we all say this, when I talk to my family around America, like I do, usually Saturday or Sunday, we call the folks and all the whatnots, and when I make all the calls, we talk about what's going on, and I noticed that down here, we say with everything that's going on. That's how we say it down here. Well, with everything that's going on, but mm-hmm. up there they just say, "Hey," they call it. You know, we don't. It's like we never say the word coronavirus. They're all saying it. What do you mean everything that's going on? Because I said that to my.
What you mean? What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on? What do you mean everything's going on? Well, you know everything's going on. What's going on? They didn't know I was just talking about the
Rona.
You know, yeah,
you
right.
ain't say the Rona. You ain't telling no. the Rona. You know, with this Rona going on and whatnot. You ain't hit it with the Rona.
Because they thought everything that was going on meant that there was, like, other things that were happening that they didn't know about. And I went, what we're going through.
Yeah, we're going through these trying times that we're dealing with right now. I think everybody kind of know what it is. But, yeah, sometimes for some folks, you know, I guess you just got to say it, you know, for some people. But, it's like, hey, man, we're dealing with this Rona, basically.
Uh-huh. All right, everything that's going on. You may have heard in the Sports Flash there and the update from Tenitra that Major League Soccer is going to be the first to have its athletes start individual workouts, and that's happening on Wednesday. And so coming up day after tomorrow, Atlanta United players will be able to begin individual workouts. And I know that Hugh and then the NBA is going to follow that on Friday. And I'm aware of the fact that that's not that big a deal. I get it. You know, it's just individual workouts. But just the concept of the Hawks, even if it's individual workouts for 90 minutes or something at the Emory facility, or or United doing individual workouts.
It's a start.
Right.
It's a start. And, I mean, it's something to give people some kind of hope. That's what we're looking for right now. We're just looking for a glimmer, a flicker, a light at the end of the tunnel. And that's understandable because it's been a trying time for everybody. And you see the different people that are going through what they're going through, protesting and you know, not social distancing and things of that nature. It's one of those things where for a lot of people, this is a lot harder. Like you said this morning, John, this is hard for a lot of people, you know, and I understand that. And that's why, you know, I always say, not really trying to, you know, chastise anybody. Do what's best for you. Me personally, I'm going to sit and I'm going to wait this thing out. But if for you, your personal well-being means that you have to be the social butterfly and things of that nature, that you have to be out and you're willing to take that chance, if that's what you want to do, I mean, hey, you know, do what's best for you. But me personally, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ride this thing out until I figure out what's about to happen. But, yeah, it gives people some kind of level of comfort to mm-hmm. know that, you know, it's they're trying to get back to normal. So I understand that. I understand that to a certain extent.
Another thing happened over the weekend to me. On Sunday morning, I went out early Sunday morning and went to go get breakfast and just swing through like the McDonald's or something and get some breakfast because we didn't want to cook anything here. And so I left here and I thought, you know what sounds really good is Waffle House. And I know that you can get Waffle House to go. So yeah. I went over to the Waffle House, not far from me, and I rolled in there, and I thought, well, I'll just roll in there, and because I know I've seen from the street they've got the big phone number on the window, and so I thought, well, I'll just roll over there, get that phone number, dial it up, and I'll order, and I'll sit in my car and wait for it. I rolled up to the Waffle House. Hugh, the Waffle House, not outside. The parking lot was packed, and inside was packed.
Yeah, I mean, because, like I said, John, I'm hearing it was packed at the lake this weekend. I mean, people are, you know, some people have to be social. That's their whole life, is being social butterflies. And this is harder on some than it is on others. And, you know, we all are sitting around, the ones that are sitting at home, we're feeling like, you know, we're trying to flatten the curve and everything. But the other folks are like, hey, man, you know what? For whatever reason, they're out and they're trying to live their best life. I get it. I mean, you know, I understand. To a certain extent, but you know, don't come crying when something happens. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with mine.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. That's kind of where I'm at with mine. I just don't want to be. It's like I can understand why people are saying, because like when one lady kept twice, all right, now we got a problem. Four times, all right, now I got four times. But I don't want to be in a Home Depot where some lady's coming up standing next to me four times and I'm feeling some kind of way about it, you know. And
did you have your mask on? Away.
I have my mask and gloves on, sure, but she didn't.
Okay, well, there it is. Now, that's all you can do. It's police yourself. You can't police everybody else. Police yourself.
No, I know, but I guess what I'm saying is it's kind of sad that I have to kind of like, I cringe, you know, I mean, that I'm standing next to somebody. I mean, who's,
best
you
thing,
know,
I
a foot
the
away.
Best thing, I think the best thing that you could do in a situation like that is, like I said, police yourself. That's the only thing I can say.
In Sweden, they're going to open the world's smallest restaurant to open in Sweden will serve three-course meals to one person, one diner. That's it. Just you. All by yourself. Doesn't say what it's going to cost you, but you can go in and...
That's kind of interesting. It's intimate, no question about it. It's pretty intimate.
It's as intimate as it gets.
Yeah, that's pretty intimate. Yeah.
In Belgium... they are urging citizens to eat fries. In Belgium, did they call them French fries? I don't know. To eat fries twice a week because they have a massive potato surplus.
I like French fries, though, so I wouldn't definitely have a problem with that.
Does that mean if there's a massive potato surplus that Waffle House will lower the price dramatically of their hash browns? Is it Waffle House?
I don't know about that.
Just asking, you know, 50 cents a serving. Come on, Waffle House, help me out here. If I could even get to the Waffle House. I couldn't even get to the Waffle House. I was like, okay, all right. And then I rolled to another Waffle House that I knew of that was close by, and it was closed. It's one of the, you know, ones that they had closed, and I didn't realize it was closed. And I went, okay, fine. I'll just go to, like, Taco Bell or something. And I've got Hugh. That's the other thing. I've noticed it. You know, I noticed it, and then I posted a picture when I went into the studio. Before the flyover on Saturday, and I noticed it in the photo, and I went, Yeah, okay. I got the COVID thing going. I gotta get my butt back in shape.
Oh, you got the freshman 20. You gained the 20.
I don't know if it's 20, but I probably gained 10. I know. I went, yeah, okay.
Hey, shout out to Matt Brook. He's listening to the show. And he just told me it's not that serious. Get out the house. Matt, I've been out the house. I just haven't been anywhere. Like, I haven't been to a restaurant or anything. I mean, I go to the store when I need to go. But, you know, I want to err on the side of caution a little bit. I mean, you know, hey, I get it. Like I said, I'm not here judging anybody who decides to go out and do whatever they do. But I've had family members, I've had friends that have had family members have died from this. So I'm gonna go ahead and err on the side of caution. You know, that's just me. I know it's not real for a lot of people out there, and that's fine. But you know, when I've had, you know, people call me and tell me that people have succumbed to this, I'm gonna go ahead and just wait it out. If it means me sitting at home being on this planet a little bit longer, I'm gonna go ahead and just wait it out.
Yeah, and you know, we're getting out. I mean, I'm doing housework. I play golf twice. The Maven and I have gone out and played golf twice. She beat me.
I mean,
me
I've been out the house. She it's just play, like for yeah. me, to be honest, I didn't really go out a whole lot anyway. You know, I'm gonna go to the gym. They're opening up our gym here tomorrow, so I'm gonna go. But I'm gonna go so early in the morning. I'll be the only one in there. You know,
right?
I'm gonna do that. And if somebody else is there, I'm gonna bring my mask just in case, and you know, I'm gonna make sure that I wipe all the equipment down. But I'm gonna get out. Yeah, I'm gonna get out. I'm just gonna. Yeah,
speaking of that, by the way, and maybe I need to ask this of Will Carroll later in the week. You know, I saw some people. You know, I was out. You know, just taking a little walk with the Maven, and we do get out and hike a little bit. I got to start doing more of that, obviously, from the picture I saw on Saturday. But I saw a couple of people running, and they were wearing masks, and I thought, man, you know what? That can't be good for you, Hugh, to wear a mask when you're running.
It's a little. I have one of those. Did they have like a? Was it a mask or was it like one of those training?
I don't think
masks?
It was one of the N85 things. You know.
Okay.
I
have one of those. I have one of those training masks. It's hard as hell to breathe in that, and I tell you, it's a little bit. It's an adjustment breathing in the mask. I mean, but you have a lot of athletes that do it because, and some athletes training them because it. Someone believe that it helps with your breathing. So it just all depends on where you are as far as your athleticism is concerned and your cardio.
May is going to give us some sports this month, the return of some sports in a different fashion. We all know about NASCAR. And the NFL is going to make headlines in May. The NFL is going to make big headlines in May. And maybe later this week. We'll touch on some of the big NFL stories around the corner. And this is a Monday morning, May the 4th, Star Wars edition of The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9. The game is streaming worldwide at radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.